Hey everyone, ready for another deep dive into the world of AI? It's been a wild week, and we've got a ton to unpack.
Yeah, we do. From Instagram's latest move to crazy fast physics simulations.
Making reality look slow, right?
Exactly. I mean, we've got the AI Weekly Rundown, NVIDIA dropping some news, even some whispers about Google's AI master plan.
Okay, let's jump right in. Instagram's testing out a new AI ad format. This one's for creators specifically. What's the big deal here?
Well, it could really shake things up. Think about it, more personalized ads. For users, that could mean a better experience overall.
Less annoying ads, maybe.
Yeah, exactly. If the ads are more aligned with, you know, what you actually care about, they're not just interruptions anymore. They're almost like useful suggestions.
But wouldn't that mean even more of our data is being used to, you know, target us with these ads?
That's the trade-off, isn't it? Personalization versus privacy. It's a tricky balance.
It is. And it's not just our online world being impacted. Kalamazoo is now using AI to handle non-emergency calls.
Oh, yeah. That's a good example of AI streamlining things. Like, those calls get automated, freeing up human operators for, well, you know, the real emergencies.
So faster response times, maybe even lives saved?
Potentially, yeah.
Okay, that's impressive. Switching gears a bit, I was blown away by this. TCL, the electronics company, they're using AI to make short films.
It's amazing, right? The creative potential of AI is just exploding. These films aren't just like a gimmick. It shows how AI can actually be a storytelling tool, pushing the boundaries of what's possible in filmmaking.
It really makes you wonder what the future holds for movies. But for now, let's talk OpenAI. Their new O3 models are making waves.
They are. Big step forward. One of the coolest things, improved reasoning abilities. We're talking AI that can actually understand complex logic and then, like, make decisions based on that understanding.
Wait, so could AI actually, you know, think for itself soon?
Thinking is a loaded term.
Well,
but they are getting better at, you know, understanding and working with information in a way that seems a lot like human reasoning.
That's pretty mind-blowing and maybe a little unsettling. While OpenAI is pushing those boundaries, others are focused on speed and accessibility, like NVIDIA and Apple. They're teaming up to boost processing speeds for large language models, the stuff behind, you know, ChatGPT.
Right, right. ReadRafter integration, that's their secret weapon, helps AI process information way more efficiently, meaning those powerful language models could run smoothly on everyday devices.
So no more waiting forever for ChatGPT to answer.
Exactly. Faster processing, smoother experience for everyone and for businesses. Think cost savings, increased productivity.
Everyone's jumping on the AI train, it seems. Even NVIDIA is making AI development more accessible with their new Jetson Orin Nano Super Developer Kit.
It's a mini supercomputer, basically, but just for AI projects. And the best part, it's way more affordable now. Perfect for, you know, developers, hobbyists, anyone who wants to tinker with AI.
That's awesome. More power, easier access. But with all this focus on speed and efficiency, are there any downsides? Will this drain our batteries even faster?
It's a valid question. There are always trade-offs, right? Efficiency can sometimes mean more power consumption. It'll be interesting to see how companies handle that as AI becomes more and more integrated with our devices.
Makes sense. Okay, let's talk about AI getting things wrong. Apple's facing criticism for their new AI news summarization feature. Apparently, it's not always accurate.
Yeah. This highlights how important accuracy and reliability are, especially for something like news. People depend on these tools to stay informed.
Right. Inaccuracies can have real-world consequences.
Definitely. AI is still under development, you know. We can't just blindly trust it. And it's not just misinformation we need to worry about. Copyright issues are popping up all over the place with AI-generated content.
There's actually a visualization online mapping out all the ongoing AI copyright lawsuits in the U.S. Pretty wild.
It is. Shows you just how complex this is getting. But hey, at least Congress is trying to give some guidance.
Right. They released a policy blueprint to tackle AI safety ethics innovation. A good first step toward, well, you know, a solid regulatory framework, making sure AI is used responsibly while also encouraging progress.
Striking that balance is crucial.
It is. Now, let's talk about some of the big players. Google, especially, seems to be making headlines. They've released their own reasoning AI model. This one's supposed to be super smart.
It's more than just smart. It's designed to go beyond just pattern recognition. It actually uses logic to solve problems.
So an AI that can think like a lawyer or a scientist?
Well, not quite there yet, but it's getting closer. This reasoning ability could revolutionize fields like law, medicine, scientific research, anywhere. Logical deduction is key.
That's incredible. But what about us regular folks? How will Google's AI advancements affect our daily lives?
One big change. They're planning to add a dedicated AI mode to their search engine.
So, like having a conversation with Google.
Exactly. A search engine that understands not just the words you type, but the context, your intent. More conversational responses, anticipating your needs, even helping you ask better questions.
That would be amazing. But can anyone compete with Google in this AI race?
It's tough. Google's been at this for years, tons of data and expertise. Their latest releases, Gemini 2.0, VO2, Imagen 3, show they're serious about staying ahead.
So they're covering all their bases: search, creative tools, problem solving. It's amazing how, while Google's pushing those boundaries, AI is also becoming more independent in other areas. Like, did you know AI agents just pulled off their first solo crypto transaction?
Yeah, that's a huge step. It shows how AI can operate on its own in complex systems, like the world of finance. Raises some interesting questions about what the future holds.
It's both exciting and, a little nerve-wracking.
Definitely. We need clear rules and oversight as AI takes on more and more responsibility. But on a lighter note, I gotta say, I was pretty amused by the fact that ChatGPT now has its own phone number.
Wait, seriously? You could just call up ChatGPT.
Yep. They even give you 15 minutes of free calling per month just to try it out. Plus, it integrates with WhatsApp, so you can text it even with limited internet access.
That's cool. Seems like they really want everyone to be able to access AI. And speaking of access, GitHub Copilot, the AI coding assistant, is going freemium.
This is huge for developers, especially beginners. Now, anyone can try out AI-assisted coding. Could lead to a wave of innovation in software development.
It's like AI is becoming a must-have for every profession. But what about people who aren't, tech savvy? How can they keep up with all this?
That's a great question, and it's something we'll dig into more in the next part of our deep dive. We'll explore the skills and knowledge that'll be most valuable in this AI-driven world, and how to prepare for all the exciting challenges and opportunities ahead.
Welcome back. Before we jump into preparing for the future with AI, I think it's important to see how it's already changing things. Good point. Like, we talk about AI a lot, but it's getting real out there, even on the battlefield. The rundown mentioned Ukraine is using war data to train AI models. How does that even work?
It's pretty advanced stuff. Ukraine is gathering all sorts of data from the conflict, drone footage, troop movements, anything you can think of. And they're using it to train these AI models to predict what the enemy might do, to optimize logistics, even to figure out where humanitarian aid is needed most.
So AI is literally being used on the front lines. That's intense.
It is. AI can definitely improve military strategy, maybe even reduce casualties, but it also brings up some serious ethical questions, like how much do we want to automate warfare?
It's like something out of a movie. Speaking of things that seem like science fiction, remember those humanoid robots we were talking about? Google's partnering with Apptronik to develop them for industrial use.
Yeah, Apptronik has a good track record. They worked on NASA's Valkyrie robot, remember? Now they're teaming up with Google to make a humanoid robot specifically designed to work with humans in industrial settings.
So we're talking factories, warehouses, maybe even construction sites. Sounds like jobs for humans are on the way out.
That's a valid concern. It's something we need to be very aware of as AI and automation become more common. The key is going to be adapting, focusing on the skills that work with AI, not against it.
Okay, so what skills should people be focusing on if they want to thrive in this AI-powered world?
It's not all about tech skills. Things like critical thinking, creativity, problem solving, emotional intelligence, those are all uniquely human abilities. Those will be even more important in the future. Machines are great at processing info, but they don't have the nuance, the empathy, the ingenuity that humans do.
So instead of trying to outcode the machines, we should be doubling down on what makes us human.
Exactly. And lifelong learning is huge, too. The world is changing so fast. We have to be constantly adapting, learning new skills, evolving the way we think.
Exciting and kind of scary all at the same time. It feels like Google's trying to take over the entire AI landscape. Are they taking over the world?
They're definitely making some big moves. From their AI model advancements to that AI mode in search, they're investing a lot in AI, that's for sure.
It's like they're building an AI empire. Can anyone keep up with them?
Google has a lot of resources and expertise, but the competition is out there. Microsoft, Meta, Amazon, they're all pouring money into AI. It'll be interesting to see how it all plays out.
It's a tech arms race. But with all this competition and innovation, are there downsides to AI advancing so quickly?
Of course, we have to be aware of the potential risks and challenges. One of the big ones is job displacement. As AI automates more and more tasks, we have to make sure people have the skills and support to transition into new roles.
So we need to invest in education and training that focuses on those uniquely human skills you're talking about.
Exactly. And we have to address potential bias in AI systems too. AI algorithms learn from data. If that data is biased, then the AI will be biased too.
Yeah, we don't want AI to make existing inequalities even worse. So how do we make sure AI is developed and used ethically and responsibly?
It's a tough question. We need AI systems that are fair, transparent, and accountable. And we need to be having open conversations about AI ethics. Lots of different voices and perspectives need to be part of that. It's not just up to the tech companies. It's a societal conversation we all need to be having.
We need a whole new set of rules and guidelines for the AI age. But let's switch gears for a minute and talk about self-driving cars. Are we all going to be chauffeured around by robots soon?
The self-driving revolution is happening. Companies like Waymo, Tesla, Cruise, they're all making huge progress with autonomous vehicle technology. And it's not just cars anymore. We're talking trucks, buses, delivery robots, even flying taxis.
It really is like the Jetsons.
Yeah.
But aren't there tons of concerns about safety with self-driving vehicles?
Of course, safety is the most important thing, and there are still lots of challenges to overcome. These systems have to be reliable and secure, and they have to be able to handle anything that happens on the road. Plus, there are legal and ethical questions to figure out, like who's responsible if a self-driving car gets into an accident?
That's a big one. And it feels like this topic needs its own deep dive. But for now, I think we've covered a lot of ground on AI.
We have. It's clear that AI is powerful, and it's already changing our world in some big ways.
Yeah.
It could solve some of humanity's toughest problems, but it also comes with risks we need to think carefully about.
It's exciting, but it can be a bit intimidating, too. What are your big takeaways from all of this? What should people be thinking about as they try to navigate this world where AI is everywhere?
The most important thing is that AI is a tool. It's not good or bad on its own. It's how we choose to develop and use it that really matters. We have to be proactive, not reactive. We have to ask the hard questions, think about the ethical side of things, and work together to create a future where AI benefits everyone.
We can't just sit back and let technology decide what our future looks like. We need to be a part of shaping it. But all this AI talk can be overwhelming. For someone who's just starting to learn about this, where should they even begin? It can feel overwhelming, right? Like, where do you even start with all this AI stuff?
I always say, start with the basics. There's so much out there. Articles, videos, you can even find online courses. Having a good foundation, understanding what AI is, how it works, the different types, it'll make everything else easier to grasp.
But before you jump into the deep end of AI, you got to learn to swim first.
Exactly. What are some concepts people should wrap their heads around early on?
Good question.
Well, knowing the difference between machine learning and deep learning is key. Also, understanding neural networks, like what they are and how they work, that'll give you a much better sense of how AI learns and makes decisions.
And speaking of learning by doing, those tools we were talking about earlier, ChatGPT and GitHub Copilot, those seem like great ways to actually experience AI firsthand.
They are. It's one thing to read about it, but actually using it, seeing what it can do, that's when it really clicks.
It's like, you know, you can read about playing the piano all day, but until you sit down and hit those keys, it's not the same.
Exactly.
Where can people find others who are into AI? Like a community to learn from and ask questions?
Oh, there are tons of online communities, forums, social media groups. You can even find local meetups. People sharing their knowledge, working on projects together, helping each other learn. It's really cool to see.
It is. Before we wrap up, I'm curious about your take on the skills people need to succeed in this AI-powered future.
I think the skills that will be most valuable are those that are uniquely human. Mm. Creativity, critical thinking, complex problem solving, emotional intelligence, being adaptable, a willingness to learn and grow. These are the things that set us apart from machines, the things that will help us navigate all the changes AI is bringing.
So if you want to be ready for the future, work on those human skills and never stop learning.
Couldn't have said it better myself. And remember, AI is a tool. It's up to us to decide how we use it and to make sure it's used for good. That's the challenge and the opportunity in front of us.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for joining us on this deep dive into AI. We've explored a lot, the latest advancements, what they mean for the world, the ethical questions, and how we can prepare for this AI-driven future.
It's been a great conversation, and I think the takeaway is clear. The future of AI is full of possibilities, exciting ones, challenging ones, and we need to be part of shaping that future.
We do. So until next time, stay curious, keep learning, and keep exploring this ever-changing world of AI.